Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So I heard from Bill, and he wanted to get his girlfriend, Sarah. He's taking her out for her birthday to their favorite place.
Yep.
So I'm going to call her a couple of different times because I got her number off the bathroom wall.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? I'm looking for Sarah.
This is she.
Hey, Sarah. How you doing?
Who's this?
Well, you know, I got your number off the wall. Are you still a good time? I was just curious. It says you're for a good time to call Sarah and add this number. It actually works, huh?
What are you talking about? Who are you?
Yeah, just got your number off the wall there at the restaurant there. I thought I'd give you a call, see if you're still up for a good time, you know?
You're gross. Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Sarah.
Yeah, this is she. Who's this?
Hey, Sarah, I was curious if those drawings on the wall in the bathroom were accurate. Can you still do all that stuff?
Wow. What bathroom? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I got your number off the wall there.
You got my number from a wall?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Oh, my God, you're a pooper.
Is that you?
She's going to be happy.
Yep. Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Sarah.
You know what? If you're calling about some bathroom wall with my name on it or something, or some drawings. Okay, I've gotten some calls this morning. Who is this?
So that was your number on the wall? This is Tommy, the manager down at Sinai Shop. Yeah, it's come to our attention that there's quite a bit of graffiti in the bathroom there, and we were just calling, the number that was on there to see if we could figure out what was going on.
Oh, my God. My number's on your bathroom wall?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff there, yeah.
What is there?
Drawings, really horrible things. Did you write any stuff in there?
No. Why would I do that? I would never do that. What are you talking about?
Okay. It said, Kilroy was here. That's a classic, but Kilroy didn't leave his number, so.
Okay, listen. I've had two, creepy guys just call me. One guy sounded like he was, some sort of bizarre pervert, and he's asking me personal questions. I don't know who my number got on some wall.
Well, you should really be more careful with your personal information, you know?
I would never put my number on some bathroom wall. I have no idea what you're talking about. This is disgusting. I want that taken off the wall. I don't know how it got there.
Well, that's good, because, we want it off the wall as well, so I'm glad that we're on the same page here. We're just going to need you to come down here and either bring some paint, or you could write us a check for the amount it's going to take to fix the bathroom.
Write a check?
Yeah, well, no one else had a number up there, so really. There was some girl named Jenny, but her number didn't check out. It was 867-5309. That wasn't a working number. But your number worked, so.
Why don't you clean your own bathroom? I did not write my number on some wall. I don't know what you're talking about. Why would I do that?
Did you write any of the other stuff that was up there? There was some good ones there. May your life be like a roll of toilet paper, long and useful. I mean, that's pretty clever. I don't know if you wrote that one up there or not.
That's crazy.
You didn't write that one?
This is crazy. Yes, I've been to the restaurant, but I would never write.
There's another one that someone wrote up there. Dance like no one's watching, poop like no one's in here. Did you happen to write that in the stall?
Ew.
Oh, my
Ew.
God.
Gross.
No, huh?
No. No, I would not write that in a stall. I mean, I'm a lady,
Do you know anyone who might, do something like this, get your number out there, give your number to someone, maybe at a radio station to call you for your birthday for a prank call or anything? Would somebody do that to you?
A radio? Oh, my God.
Hey, Sarah, this is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell buster.
Oh,
I heard from Bill, your boyfriend.
How did you hear him? Really?
Mess with you a little bit.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. I listen to you guys all the time. I had no idea. Oh, my God.
That first guy was pretty creepy, I got to say.
Yeah, he was pretty creepy. So my name is not on some bathroom wall.
Your name is not on the bathroom wall, don't worry. And actually, Bill said he's going to take you out to dinner there tonight. So have a great time and happy birthday.
Just write it down.
Okay, thanks. I'm relieved. Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.